This is Wazza FM with the latest news.
Good evening, Wazza FM listeners. Maternal deaths are taken very seriously by the Ministry of Health and Welfare. Between 2000 and 2023, 9 deaths were recorded in Rodrigue. The most common causes are postpartum hemorrhage, antepartum hemorrhage, ectopic pregnancy, and pulmonary embolism, among others. Kali Jagatpal, Minister of Health and Welfare, has announced a series of measures taken by his ministry to prevent maternal death in Mauritius and Rodrigue. The ministry has developed a Maternal and Child Health Handbook 2020. Which was revised this year. The handbook contains information on pregnancy, childbirth, and child health, but also serves as a health record. Minister Jagatpal emphasized preconception care and pointed out that this is available at health centers. In addition, the Ministry of Health will soon be introducing a maternal and perinatal death surveillance concept as recommended by the World Health Organization. Over the past few days, the Computer Emergency Response Team of Mauritius has documented countless cases of scams. The most reported cases concern victims who are invited to invest between 3,000 rupees and 1 million rupees in well-known platforms such as Ashmir and Doda. More than 3,000 Mauritians found themselves on this investment plan. However, these platforms were deactivated over the weekend. The victims therefore do not have access to their accounts and have lost their investments. Deepak Balgobin, Minister of Technology, Communication and Innovation, affirms that an investigation is underway. He calls on the public and internet users to be vigilant so as not to be fooled by games like this. Deepak Balgobin invites all victims to report their cases through the Mauritian Cybercrime Online Reporting System. More than 10 million tons of solid waste have already been sent to the landfill site at Moshikos. This was stated by the Minister of the Environment, Solid Waste Management and Climate Change, Kavihamanu, in his speech at the inauguration of a composting unit at SMF yesterday. Confirming that around 96% of the waste produced is currently landfilled, Minister Hamanu said that some 500,000 tons of solid waste had been taken to the Moshikos landfill by 2022. This number, he said, should increase to around 650,000 tons by 2030. Regarding the composting unit set up at SMF, aimed at converting green waste into compost in line with the principle of the circular economy, the Minister of the Environment explained that it will handle green waste generated in the Gymkhana region and in the Sudnak Wellness Park and should divert around 200 tons of green waste from landfill every year. This project, emphasized Kavihamanu, is in line with the government's vision of a cleaner, greener Mauritius and its commitment to achieving the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. In other news, yesterday, a 41-year-old Bangladeshi national named Uddin Jassim was arrested for indecently assaulting a 23-year-old schoolteacher who is a customer at a ready-to-wear clothing store in Goodlands. The young woman had gone to the store last Thursday at around 4:15 p.m. to measure her order for a blouse. She noticed that the owner of the premises was absent, and it was therefore a member of his staff, in this case the foreign worker, who would take care of her. While she was being measured, the man made an inappropriate gesture towards her, even though he was standing behind her. She reprimanded him and he apologized, but he still did it 2 more times. Without further ado, she pushed him away and quickly made her way to the exit to call her father to the rescue. He immediately came to pick her up. This was followed by a complaint to the police and the arrest of the Bangladeshi, who will have to answer for his actions. In international news, at least 36 people have died and 19 others have been injured after a bus plunged into a gorge in northern India's Jammu district. Officials said more than 50 passengers were on board when the bus veered off the road and fell into the 300-foot gorge in Doda district. The cause of the accident was not immediately known. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed his condolences and announced financial compensation for the victims' families. Pictures and videos from the site of the accident showed the mangled remains of the bus lying near a hill as rescue personnel looked for survivors.
Wazza FM weather.
To the weather, the sky will remain rather cloudy during the night and tomorrow morning with showers at times. The showers may be moderate to locally heavier at times, accompanied by thunderstorms. The minimum temperature will be between 20 and 22 degrees Celsius over the high grounds and between 23 and 26 degrees Celsius over the coastal regions. The wind will be light and variable, strengthening with gusts in showers. Sea moderate beyond the reefs with waves of the order of 2 meters, becoming temporarily rough in thundery showers. Ventures at sea are not advised during thundery showers. In case of thundery showers, it is advised to remain in safe places and avoid open areas, hiking, sea benches, and sheltering under trees. It is also advised to be very cautious on the roads due to reduced visibility resulting from showers and fog patches. This is the end of your evening news flash. Thank you all for your attention. Frishti Gulahi for Wazareth.